Hello, it's your DJ Mia, and you are listening to WRBB 104.9 FM. My show is called Acutely Alternative, and today I'm going to be doing a folk theme. I was here at 5 a.m., and I'm back for more, and I'm excited to share this playlist with you because my playlist earlier was really loud, lots of aggressive music, and this one is calm. It has some elements of indie twang, and it's overall a really fun playlist. So the first one is Love Is by Dove Ellis. Please enjoy.
Right off the balcony, old dead palms wrap my eyes so tight, gave me no chance to kiss you.
Okay, thank you for that. We're just going to get the PSAs out there real quick. I think I have figured out how to play them on the computer, which is just incredible news for me personally.
Mientras más escuches a tus hijos, más atención te prestarán. Por eso le preguntamos a varios niños lo que desean que sus padres escuchen.
Para mí, amor no es dándome regalos o comprando casas. No, amor para mí es abrazos, hablando conmigo.
Escucharlos es amarlos. Encuentra maneras de apoyar emocionalmente a tus hijos en escuchandosentimientos.org. Visita escuchandosentimientos.org, traído a ti por Ad Council y Pivotal.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. GOAT, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, guys. Thanks for that. Up next, we have Worms by Buck Meek.
Worms fighting over graves. Two gods fighting over souls to save. Sucker punch to the face. They're knocking planets out of place. The sun pushed around the moon. Now she's hiding in a room. Crows fighting with a hawk. A young bride's having second thought. But my baby don't fight with me. My baby don't fight with me, no. My baby don't fight with me. My baby don't fight with me, no. No. Thicker than water, we see it in our son and daughter. We're all looking for love. I'm praying that the angels come. The angel of fear, I've been fighting with him in the mirror. But my baby don't fight with me. My baby don't fight with me, no. My baby don't fight with me. My baby don't fight with me, no. My baby don't fight with me. And I don't fight with her either. No. My baby don't fight with me. My baby don't fight with me, no. No.
Up next, we've got Honey by Drug Dealer and Wiseblood, which kind of fits with the genre, but not really. Anyways, I like these collaborations because Drug Dealer brings kind of like a retro feel to her very soulful voice. So please enjoy.
When you're not around, your people have their way with words, and you don't have to hear the sound. Get up and down and very close to people's lives. You've got some things you can't erase. Honey, I've got mine. you want to be seen and to be heard. Oh, to be loved, it's not a crime. Money is the root of the game. What you stand to gain? But everybody's gonna lose their
Up next, we've got Forgotten Eyes by Big Thief. We're getting a little bit tragic here, but it's a great song.
Bruise on
Okay, I really like that one just because I think it speaks to a lot of social justice issues and kind of the state of the world, especially the lyrics. Obviously, forgotten tongue is the language of love, and also the wound has no direction. I think it speaks a lot to kind of how society is crumbling and has been crumbling for a while now, and how we all just need to reach out to people who are in need. And I think that's a really amazing message. Anyways, up next is Halloween Store by Andy Schauf.
Halloween is just around the corner, I was thinking today. Sat around getting high all afternoon, wondering what I should wear. Eventually I picked myself up, put on my shoes and walked out the door. I had one destination in mind, and that destination was the Halloween store. I started my car, and as I did, I wondered if I'd locked the house. Walked back and found that I hadn't, but now my keys were in the car. Walked to the car, pulled the handle, and it snapped back. At least I'd locked one door. Reached my hand through the open window, pulled the lock, forgot about the house, and drove to the Halloween store. I pulled into the lot and parked next to a blue car like yours. Looked in my rearview mirror, imagining meeting you in an aisle. I said, "Hi, I'm Norm, I think we've maybe met once before." And as my fog cleared, I realized that you were sitting in your car, smiling at me at the Halloween store.
All right, up next we've got Haunted Mountain by Buck Meek. And just because I'm playing so many of his songs, I feel like I should talk a little bit about him. He is one of the founding members of Big Thief, whose songs I've also been playing. They're a little bit more famous. But basically, he and Adrian Lenker, the two main founders, were once married, and they have a very deep collaboration. And in their public statements, they've made it very clear that they are still very good collaborators and friends. And I think that's very beautiful and mature of them.
Before I lived here on this haunted mountain, I was walking through the valley on my own. Darkness all around me. I looked to the sky and saw you. Breathed all around in a golden cloud. Coming down.
I know it's folk, but usually I really don't like anything that sounds remotely like country, but that past song and this upcoming song, Alibi by Hooray for the Riff Raff, are some of my personal favorites.
Yeah, no, you know that time can take you for a ride, can take you by surprise. Maybe you're all snake eyes. Baby, tell me why you gotta play your luck. Do aces call your bluff? I love you very much, and all that other stuff. Thawing out my heart like meat. I see a track marks poking through your hoodie sleeve. Tic-tac-toe game to the destiny I grieve. Marching towards East River Park. You told me your big secret on the FDR. I couldn't hear you over choppers and the buzzing cars. So far. You know the time can take you for a spin. Can't really do you in. Can leave you at the bends. Baby, try to live again and play another hand. Maybe we'll start a band. I want you to understand. Baby, help me understand. Cause you don't have to die if you don't wanna die. Maybe I got something left that is worth a try. But I'm not gonna be your alibi this time.
Okay, that last one was Heaven Has No Wings by Dove Ellis. My friend put me onto that album, and I've been, like, really obsessed. It's a very good album. You should listen to it from start to finish. Up next, we've got our final book, Meek Song. It's Demon.
to write to contain my life. Love my wife, I try to write a broken wing. I try to sing pretty things. Found a tunnel underneath the road, the place I go to sing with echo.
I like that last one a lot because it combines kind of like twangy country feel with like electric guitar, and usually those two wouldn't go together, but I think he does a really good job of piecing them together in a very harmonious way. Up next we have Los Angeles by Big Thief. Shout out to my Californians.
Thank you. like a soldier at the gate of tears. Feels like it's been 10 years. Has it only been 2 years? 2 years feels like forever, but I know you with that look and you call. We come together even without speaking. You sang for me. You sang for me. It opens to you every day. It took you in when I pushed you away. It was your lover, it was your mother. And there is so much that I wish I could have been for you somehow. But we don't need to talk about that now. We're finally in a good place, meeting face to face.
Up next, we have Keeper of the Shepherd by Hannah Francis. And I've never heard the rest of her music, but this has a really cool album cover where she's almost like sinking into this like mud and almost looks like, I don't know, a graveyard in the middle of a forest probably. And she's wearing this white nightgown and it creates a very strong mental image that it really sticks with you.
Oh,
Up next, we have House Keys by Field Medic. He actually opened for the neighborhood. I went back when I was like way younger. I want to say a freshman in high school. And I really didn't appreciate his music. I didn't like it very much. And now that I'm listening to it, I'm so mad that I didn't, I don't know, like really love it the first time I heard it. Up next, we have I Wear a Shirt That Says Australia by Champion Trees. Don't be fooled by the fun name. It is a sad song.
When all that's not already broken eventually breaks, I'll be so used to disorder that it'll neaten up the place. I knew so little in the old days, still I don't know much. Every song is still the same song, every word a stroke of luck. Another subtle change in Brandon marks the passing of a year or two.
Every logo is a bright, sleek, new, improved design, and the color stays a kind of blue. Friends of friends are asking what I'm doing, what I've done. I'm sitting, waiting, looking at the world. I'm trying my best to leave the business off to everyone else. I wear a shirt that says Australia, so people know I'm not from there. I listen to all I grew out and cut my hair again. I said I'd never have a drink again. Then had three beers a night for a week or two. Got so close up to the door, a flaw in the design. Broke a rule and got a talking to. Day has stopped beginning, and the afternoon arrives. I'll lay around and look up later, and see a difference in the sky. But see the same thing in the dead space, and note that nothing's really changed. I'll still be understanding nothing, but leaning in anyway.
All right, for the final song, it's going to be Little Green Apples by Cleveland Francis. But before that, I just want to really appreciate that saxophone solo near the end there. That was really beautiful. I think it's the whole thing that kind of drew me to that song. And while this next song is a cover, I think he really took his own direction with it, made it more folk sounding, and he has a really beautiful voice.
Oh, I wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table, see the kids going off to school, goodbye. She reaches out, takes my hand, squeezes and says, "How you feeling, hon?" And I look across the smiling lips that warm my heart, and I see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, all I've got to say, oh God, give me the little green apples. It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. Oh, there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland, Mother Goose, no nursery rhymes. God didn't make the little green apples. It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. Oh, when myself feeling low, think about her face aglow and ease my mind. Oh, sometimes I call up at home knowing that she's busy, and ask if she could get away and meet me somewhere and grab a bite to eat. and she stops what she's doing, hurries down to meet me, and I'm always late. Oh, but she sits waiting patiently, smiles when she first sees me, 'cause she's made that way. And if that's not loving me, then all I've gotta say, oh, God didn't make little green apples. It don't snow in Minneapolis in the wintertime. Oh, there's no such thing as make-believe. Puppet dogs, autumn leaves, no BB guns. Oh, no, God didn't make little green apples. It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. Oh, Disneyland, Dr. Seuss, nursery rhyme, and Mother Goose.
Strong and hard, but if you're touching me wrong, I fall apart. I found a woman who's soft, but she's also hard. While I slept, she nailed down my heart. I run good, but I'm hard to start, and my brakes are bad, so I'm hard to stop. I found a woman who's soft, but she's also hard. While I slept, she nailed down my heart. Let's put it to bed, let's put it down. I can't talk about it, not right now. On my dying day, I'm up able to sit on a still sea full of manly rage. On my dying day, I'm up able to sit where every word explodes in my face. I'm up able to say, you know, I finally see the things all your way. I finally see the things all your way.
What is up, everybody? You're listening to WRBB 104.9 FM Boston, and this is Back to Back with your host, DJ E-Dog. Our co-host is on the way, business as usual. She did say last Friday, though, that she's been leaving class a little bit earlier every day or every week. She gets out at 5:05, technically, but last time she was here by 5:04. So I'm hoping for maybe a 5:03 today. We'll see. But yeah, today we're going to play some songs for you guys to celebrate, you know, just being alive, enjoying. I've been having a really good couple days, I think because I've been getting more sleep than normal, which really just, it just makes me see the light of day. It makes me see things differently. It makes me see things extremely positively. I also went for a run with Mary, which is something that I haven't done in a really long time, and it actually